Welcome to Roll for a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, and I'm playing Vector, the Tiefling Assassin.
Beautiful.
Our guy.
And Kayla, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Kayla, playing Skunky. Yep, that's who I'm playing. That's the character that I named and made all by myself without having anyone else make the character for me. The Human Scout.
Perfect. And Austin.
I'm Austin, playing Duog, the Human Fighter.
I'm Ben, playing Elkron Mound, the Urgenasi Barbarian.
I'm Sarah, and I'm playing Elise Conroy, a human artificer.
And we still have our guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nate, and I am playing Freydin Loyani, the human fighter.
Beautiful. So, we're still missing Brad. He is out, dead. Not sure for how long this time. So, last time the party was engaged in combat, and it appears that some of these beings are not quite all human, based on the sound of their voice. And the party has eliminated some guards, and they are now fighting these extra guards, if you will. So, picking up with one of these creatures taking its turn, and it is going to rush up to Praedon and attack him since he is closest. An attack for that'll hit 22.
Hits.
12 will miss. And a 7 will miss. So, you're going to take an additional 6 points of piercing damage, and this creature will again dash away, not using the dash action, just normal movement, probably about 30-ish feet away from you at this point. Okay. And now it is Vex's turn.
All right. Could he tell what kind of sword that guard dropped in front of Elise?
It's a short sword.
Okay. Since I've thrown my dagger, I will go ahead and run up there. If I can... Could I pick up that sword as a free action? Or something?
Possibly facing an attack of opportunity because it's right next to him.
Well, I will first attack him with my sword.
Okay.
To take a slice. 23.
Okay.
And since Elise is there, there's sneak attack. So it's 16 damage total.
Okay. So you come in and you just stab up into the ribs again of this guard, and you hear this shriek. And you see almost like this spirit leave from the body.
This one's more exciting.
And the body collapses before you, dead.
But still easy to kill. And I will just a little more relaxedly grab that sword that he dropped. I think that's my turn. That's all my movement.
Okay, sounds good. Where are we in initiative? There we are. And another one of these creatures is going to go, and it is going to rush up towards, what's her name?
Elise?
Skalky.
Skalky?
You guys are the closest, so. An attack. 20 will hit, a 19 will hit, and then 11, I'm assuming, will not hit, correct?
11 will not hit.
Okay. You're going to take 7, 11 points of piercing damage as it stabs into you. You've got 2 next to you now.
Okay.
And up next is another one more towards the other side. And it is going to rush up to Tiwa. And go in for the attacks. A 16, a 9, and a 6.
Tiwa.
Tiwa.
16, 9, and 6.
They are all but the 16 hits.
Okay, sounds good. You're going to take 2 points of piercing damage. Go figure.
Nice.
Is that all you can do?
And those ones used all of their movement to get to you. Up next, player C, that is Tiwa.
All right. Considering these guys
Tiwa. I lied. That is, that's Kayla's character, Skowki.
Oh, okay, cool. So I need a clarification of where I am and what's happening. Because I thought that I was running to people way away from everyone else.
You were. They have...
And then, so how many people chased after me?
2, and they didn't chase after you. They came towards you. So they were the ones you were looking at. They have 50 feet of movement normally.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I just wish we were using a battle map. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I know. It doesn't really work the way we're doing it. It's fine. Because my deal is I didn't realize people were looking at me. I was trying to keep sneaking.
Ah, my apologies.
That's okay. Because I wanted to try to sneak up on the archers and take them out, if possible. But if my cover is blown, I guess I just attack one of the 2 guys that charged toward me.
Okay. Sounds good. My apologies for misunderstanding your intentions.
That's all right. I probably have a different idea of what the map looks like than you do.
Sorry, theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Challenges. 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
And... what? Who? Oh, that's a 7, not a 1. That's a 14 to hit.
A 14 to hit? Or damage.
To hit the other hand, sorry, my 2 hands.
Yeah, so the first one hits, the second one does not.
Okay. Alright, that's 7 plus 11. Actually, no, I don't have anybody around me right now, do I? So I can't add sneak attack.
You do not.
So just 7.
Okay. All right. And, sorry.
Also, I should probably disengage and move somewhere better.
Okay. You, within your range right now, I'd say Praedon is within running distance to you.
Okay. I will... use my my bonus action to disengage, my movement and my reaction to get to him.
Okay. Sounds good. And sorry, you would only need to use 30 feet of movement to get to him.
Oh, okay.
Then so you just can still have your reaction.
Okay.
I jump, start up. Where'd you come from?
All right, and up next is... Hang on, bear with me.
Rawr.
Ah, damn it. Rawr. This is what I get from my time in call centers. Bear with me.
And then bear with me while I
make fun of me. All right, up next is Sarah's character, Elise.
I'm going to cast Blur.
Elkron's on deck. Okay.
And that means that every attack has a disadvantage against me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Attack rolls have a disadvantage. And I'm going to... Let's see. That's also a concentration spell. Darn these concentration spells! I'm just going to run away.
Okay.
I just killed the one right by you, though.
Oh, is it dead?
Yeah, it's dead.
Oh, Shoot, man, I'm so lost. Same thing with Caleb.
I'm
the
sorry.
Theater of the Mind. I'm like,
sorry.
I don't know what's going on. So who's next to me then?
Vec.
Tiwa.
And Vec?
And Vec, I believe.
No, who? What enemy is next to me?
They died.
What enemies are left on the field?
There are some next to...
Apparently
there some...
the archers!
Yeah, so, sorry. For the sake of your understanding, let's say this is a courtyard. You and Tiwa and Vec are over here. You've probably got a couple over here. What's his face? Praedon and them would be kind of like up this way, and then two more there, and then one off this way. I'm sorry, two off that way because they ran away from Praedon.
For those tuning in electronically, that was very descriptive.
Yes, thank you for helping me be descriptive.
So there's not any enemies within like 30, 50 feet of me.
No, but I think your cannon's probably like up here. I tried to describe the courtyard, guys. I'm sorry.
You're good.
The cannon only has a range of 15 feet, so I don't think it's in range of anything. So I'm just going to use, and I'm going to retcon. I'm not going to cast blur because I didn't really
like the guy. Sarah, what? Your first ballistic part of it has a range of 120 feet.
Oh, nice.
And it's a 2d8.
So as the bonus action, my cannon is going to do force ballista and shoot that mofo. And so that's just what? How do I do this?
The Dahmer bomber spell attack roll.
Yeah,
it's a ranged spell attack.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Use your intelligence for
the title.
Because it's not, for whatever reason, it's only doing the flamethrower one. I don't see the stats. Oh, it's AC. Oh, that's an AC of 18.
While you guys are looking that up, I'm just gonna keep us moving forward. But we'll let me know when you're ready to come back.
Okay.
I'm gonna put his turn on pause too, since he's helping her.
Spell attack. Okay, we found it.
Okay.
Plus 8.
So go ahead and make your roll.
D20 plus 8.
Oh my god! It doesn't hit.
What'd you roll?
A natural 1.
It hits Tiwa.
Anyway, well, that's my bonus action. My action is, while my cannon is doing its thing, Elisa's going to find a nice weapon or shield or something in the pile, and her little mage hand is going to, like, just pick it up and shuttle it back to her.
Okay. Let's see what you can find. Just make a quick investigation check for me.
Okay.
Your mage hand grabs this little bag of beads and hands it over to you, and you recognize them instantly as beads of force.
Beads of force. Perfect. Thank you.
And with that, it is then your character's turn.
Oh, yeah. If there's anyone close enough to me, actually, because I'm probably close enough to Praedon that I can walk up to the person ganking him.
And he's a little bit further away from him now, but you can definitely reach him.
Yeah, well, I've got a 40-foot movement, mm-hmm. So... looks like you need a little bit of, you know, loving over here. First one is going to be a 23 to
That'll hit.
And I do 6-8 damage worth of.
Okay. Next roll.
Next roll. It's a 25 to hit. I do 7 more damage.
Okay.
Last one. It's a 15.
15 will just miss. Okay. And up next is... Sorry, bear with me, bear with me. Austin.
Where is the closest enemy to me?
Over... Yeah, that, I'll have them move you. So you'd be moving probably that way. Towards, we'll call it the east side of the thing. And you're probably within throwing distance range.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to toss a dagger and two cutlery.
Okay, sounds good.
Dagger's 27 to hit, and the cutlery is a 12 and a 22.
The 22 and the 27 hit.
Okay. The dagger's gonna do 11 damage.
Okay.
And then the cutlery, since that was my bonus action, doesn't get. It only does 3 damage.
Okay. So that takes that one out, and you again hear this shriek. And I'm not going to be able to call it out sick tomorrow. the creature just, again, the spirit comes out and the body falls prone, bleeding out. And we are on to... Anything else you can do? I'm sorry.
That's all I can do.
Okay. We're on to Praedon.
Yes. Holy, they were haunted. This place is haunted. I will move to closest guy and attack.
Okay. Those two that were attacking Kayla's character are probably the closest to you.
These guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know which one I'm...
Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Wah. yeah, let's just... That's going to be a 23.
That'll hit.
Sweet.
And one of those is dead, by the way, if you want to take one of them off.
Hey. That's going to be... Plus one, okay. Two, 13.
Okay. And another attack, I imagine.
Another attack. Ooh, 15 to hit.
That'll miss.
Dang.
You have an action surge?
No, I only have one of those. Only got tons of them. In that case, I'll bonus action. I pull up egg, and I stare, and I say, like you, I have hard outer shell, but rich inner life. And I will second wind myself.
Okay.
The inspiration of the egg. and heal 4 d10. D100 works. That's going to be 13. I'm going to heal for 13.
Nice. And that was there.
I can't grapple them or anything. Dang. I just don't want them to fly away.
Yep, I hear ya. So, speaking of flying away, the one that our lovely barbarian attacked swings at ya. It's not a d20. There we go. I believe all of those are going to miss. Highest one is a 13.
Meets or exceeds?
Ben.
For me,
mm-hmm.
16.
Okay, yep. So they miss all three of those attacks, and they are going to run off towards our dagger-throwing friend.
Oh, you want some daggers and spoons and forks?
All right, and the next one is going to go at the one that you just attacked. Praedon. And he's going to try and swing at you. A 19 and a 16 hit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that is going to be 12 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Then he comes stabbing in towards you. You're able to block some, but not all. And we are on to Sarah. You are up. I'm sorry, no. You already went.
Yes.
That would be Ryan.
Vec.
Vec.
Could he dash to Praedon, to that one? Is he close enough to, like, from way back there to dash up there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, a bonus action dash and sneak attack that one that Praedon's been trying to kill.
Oh, I forgot you're a rogue. I'm like, how are you attacking and dashing at the same time?
Yeah, bonus action. It's awesome. Although I can't do my second attack or offhand weapon, but 24 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay. Sneaky, sneaky.
You okay, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I'm just tired.
It's 24.
24 damage?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. That'll do it. That'll take that one out.
Good job, Brayden.
It was on me.
It was egg.
Well, I mean, Jeffrey helped.
Different one. Totally different one. But Jeffrey still helped. Okay.
So much emotional support in this group. I really feel like I can come out of my shell.
All right. And that was there. Okay. And we are on to... C. That is Kayla's character.
Okay. I still don't have a good grasp of where I am.
I'm sorry.
I'm next to Praedon.
Let me put it this way. You can run up to one of them and attack easily.
When you say one of them... See, because I had it in my mind. You said there were a bunch of ranged fighters against the wall. Is this true?
Technically, they do have bows, but they prefer to use their short swords.
Oh, okay. 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 Fine. One of the guys in front of me, near me, I'll just shank him. I'll just attack him. I'll just do what
you
I do.
You get sneak attack on this one because it's next to, Ben's
yes,
character.
Which that I did on purpose so I could actually do what I do. So close. I got a 19. Well, I got 26, which was from a 19. So close. And then my other hand is a 16.
That'll hit.
Okay. So that's 6 plus 6 plus some more. 11. That's 12 plus 11. 23.
Let's just call
23.
It enough. It's enough. Okay. So you come in with your short sword and your dagger and just slice this guard up. And again, the screeching comes out, and the spirit leaves the body, and the body crumples once more. And the final one that you see here ends up dashing completely out of this area, fleeing the scene from the gate. And with that, we're going to end the battle and give you guys a few moments to RP whatever you want.
I haven't had a good fight like that since the bar.
How long Which has was... he been in cell with us?
Like 12 hours.
He's still a bit wasted.
I'm sorry, I blacked out the... sorry, I blacked out there. Where are you guys?
It's all right, Jeff did the job.
Cool. Yeah.
Elise goes to the pile of magic items.
Okay. I'm not going to make you roll for this, just for the sake of time. In this pile, you find two potions of healing, one spell, scroll of Find Familiar, a potion of Frost Giant Strength, a hand crossbow ammunition of +2, 10 of those.
Wait, so two potions of healing, one potion of Find Familiar.
One spell, scroll.
Spell. Okay.
Potion of Frost Giant Strength.
I want that.
A hand crossbow ammunition of +2, and there's 10 of those. An elixir of health. Dust of disappearance.
What?
A spell scroll of sleet storm. And Kiyotam's ointment.
That's the healing ointment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say sleet storm?
Sleet storm, yes.
A sweet storm?
Yes.
Like
sleep.
Lollipops and
exactly.
Candy?
Is sleet storm like ice storm but different damage or something?
It acts kinda like the grease spell.
Oh, cool.
A little bit different.
I think it also interrupts concentration on other mages. Yeah.
Cool.
Elise takes the ammunition.
Okay. So I'll let you guys divvy that up as you see fit next time. But thanks so much for listening, and we will pick up with this one shot next time.